I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
We'll start with Christmas movies. The world's favorite Christmas movies. And when I say the world's, I mean a bevy of countries are surveyed in this.
When you say bevy, are you talking about the cool way old guys at golf courses talk about cocktails?
I mean, you got the whole UK, Canada, USA, Brazil, France, Spain, Italy, Germany, Norway, the Emirates, South Africa, India, Singapore, Australia, and New Zealand.
I think you just said them all.
That's a good portion of the Christmas celebrating world right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be the entire Christmas celebrating world right there.
Don't they know it's Christmas time at all?
So if you, man, the most searched Christmas movie in the United States, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude, there wouldn't be a Hot Topic store without that movie.
Yeah, yeah. I had to think about it for that. Really? And then I was like, oh, yeah, all the merchandise, man.
Yep.
I think most of those searches are people looking to buy trinkets for people as gifts.
Dude, people have weddings like that. They have their entire house decorated. Nobody went and had a Griswold family wedding.
I mean, it's good, but it ain't great. And I love Tim Burton. I'm a big Tim Burton fan. It's good, but I thought Corpse Bride is a better movie.
Is that why it blew up? Because it was Tim Burton? Like, I don't know how it got as big as it did.
I mean, it was Halloween and Christmas
whimsical
together for everybody.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it. I don't think
I saw it. I can't remember.
I thought Corpse Bride is a better movie. Plus, remember, Matt, we went to see Corpse Bride at the theaters because I'm a big Tim Burton fan.
Yes.
And there were only two other people in the theater, and one of them was doing things to the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, sexual things.
I thought that was Fast and the Furious.
No, it was a girl and a guy. She was doing stuff to him. They were sitting down in front of us, and, you know, they knew there wasn't a couple other people in the room.
But
and
she
they probably didn't think the two fat guys sitting behind them would care.
She would actually drop the keys onto the ground. And
right like between his legs.
For him,
yeah.
And then, so, oh, I found him. And then she drops him again and then goes back down.
Was he like, I love the show, guy. You guys want to go next? I mean, it's cool.
You guys want to come look for the keys?
You want to take? Oh, no, no.
Oh, I thought like Matt did, yeah. If you look at some of the other countries, like Brazil and France, their Gremlins was their movie. Home Alone in the Emirates and Singapore.
Home.
And the
Home.
Other countries had stuff like most of Europe was all about Elf, except England loves Love Actually.
Yeah, they do. I hate Elf.
You want to look at our second most popular movie here? Was Elf, which Elf ain't good.
Oh, come on.
The arty part's funny.
I want to dissect why y'all hate Elf so much. What a fun. Y'all hated childhood's what it was. You hated yours.
I mean, maybe if it was somebody else besides Will Ferrell doing that.
Why? He has to say ding-a-ling and you know, dirty words and stuff for him to be fun to you.
Well, it's hard to see him like that, you know, when he's.
You want to see him streaking and drunk and stuff.
Well, it's like I couldn't watch Casa de Mi Padre because that sucked.
Yeah. Well, and you failed Spanish.
He does some good movies and some awful movies, like most people. Singapore was the only country that was into National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
They whip us, too.
Yeah, they do.
With canes.
They do.
Glenn Jacobs.
And our third most searched for film here is The Christmas Chronicles.
One or two?
One, I guess. It just says The Christmas Chronicles. People like Kurt Russell, Santa Claus.
It wasn't a bad
movie.
That
was a fun movie. I was going to say, that was probably the most uplifting fun movie around Christmas. Because usually, like, I don't like movies with messages.
Yeah.
I don't want them making me feel guilty at the end of them. Like, you should be living your life like this. I don't want a lesson. I want to be entertained for 90 minutes.
But, yeah, outside of one country enjoying the Christmas vacation and a couple countries enjoying Gremlins, it's all movies in the last 20 years. All the classics are out. Home Alone was in there a couple times. That's a classic now. 30 years old now.
Did they ever make an Oklahoma Alone?
No.
They
no,
should.
No.
JR would be the narrator.
I mean, I don't really see that one as a Christmas movie.
Which one? Reason,
Home Alone.
It's very Christmassy.
Because there's Christmas lights in it.
Yeah. It is cool how they put the house in the gym, though, and flooded it.
I watched that. It was a whole documentary about the making of and the actual house and
the
high school.
A Netflix series that is good, but it should have been a better series than it was.
Like, I watched a documentary about a movie that was longer than the movie itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd.
Speaking of that, do you guys know about the full cut of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No.
There's a full cut of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It's never been released, never been seen.
What was the fourth thing?
It's 3.5 hours long. Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of little hints at the longer cut in the movie you watched that's about an hour and 33 minutes long. They originally cut it down from 3.5 to about 2 hours. The studio said, still too long, we want a 90-minute movie, so they had to cut it down further. But what you watch when you watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which is a great movie.
Great, great movie.
You watch less than half the movie when you watch the whole movie.
Don't you feel like most movies start out that way?
Well, one of the things, you remember when they get home at the end, how weird Steve Martin's wife is acting that he gets home late from his business trip. There's a whole story arc in this long version about how she thinks Dell is some woman he's off with, and then he shows up with John Candy at the end and she realizes he was telling the truth. That's why she looks so relieved and worried and concerned at the end. Otherwise, it don't make any sense. Otherwise, as you watch it, it's just the 90-minute version, her reaction is like, wow, she's really overreacting to him getting home late.
Wow. You know, some things you never think about until they're pointed out to you.
Yeah, I watched a YouTube video about it.
Why not? I mean, that's...
It explained that. I'd wondered before why she reacted that way.
I've watched thousands of Marty McFly videos about Back to the Future and all that stuff. I get that, but that's...
We can't get that cut, right?
No, man. There's only one of those scenes that has ever been made available. It's on the Blu-ray. It's a deleted scene on the airplane where they're eating food and stuff.
They say some slurs or something?
No, it's just... Too long, so they cut a bunch of stuff. Imagine they cut out a bunch of funny stuff, though.
Yeah, like, I wonder if they're going back and forth in the car when he said, you know, it made me happy, more fingers and an extra set of nuts, if they just kept going and going. Well, hey, it could have been a lot of improv.
Here's another thing. You remember
John Candy was notorious for that, because in Home Alone, that whole polka thing was all improv by him. Every bit of it.
You remember when they get robbed?
Oh, yes.
And you remember they talk about pizza, right? And they talk about a beer exploding on the bed.
Yeah.
They didn't obviously include the beer exploding or the pizza scene.
It's referred to it.
Yeah.
But they filmed it.
With, like, the pizza scene, Steve Martin wanted a pizza with wanted a salad. They didn't have salad, so John Candy got more vegetables on the pizza. And then the next day at breakfast, Steve Martin accuses John Candy of robbing him, right? Well, that's because John Candy went into Steve Martin's wallet to pay for the pizza because he couldn't find his wallet. And then he didn't tip the pizza guy, so the pizza guy is the guy who comes back later and robs them while they sleep.
God, man.
I hate knowing that now.
Why do you have to die doing Wagon's East?
I know.
I know,
I almost think if, other than family members, if there was any kind of...
None of this made the movie, by the way, about the pizza guy.
He went too soon. He was so good, John Candy was.
You watch the movie, just some random guy shows up to rob him, but no, it's the pizza guy who got stiffed on his tip.
But he's one of those guys, if he had lost a bunch of weight and been healthier and still been here with us maybe today, he wouldn't be as funny, skinny, like Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill, fat, is funny. Jonah Hill, skinny, actor, straightforward kind of guy,
Yeah, too serious, man.
That's part of it. Like, Jonah Hill's a tremendously talented actor, but he can't be a serious actor if you're fat either.
No.
You have to be a funny actor if you're fat. You can't be serious and fat unless you're Philip Seymour Hoffman for some reason.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah, be War Dogs, Jonah Hill.
Yeah. You want to know what the three worst zodiac signs to date?
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Oh, boy. Let me pull out the app and see which one.
Well, two of us in the room are on the list.
Well, I know I'm on the list without question.
Scorpios are bad news. You're Scorpio, right?
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's like a cool one, though.
It is a cool one. You got Scorpio.
Like I match Sting. Up with all of them.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Now here's exactly what you needed right now. Another arbitrary reason for people not to date you. There's a trend on Twitter right now called hashtag worst relationship where people are sharing their which zodiac signs you should avoid dating. And there's a strong consensus on the three worst ones. The very worst one is Gemini, which makes sense.
Gemini.
Yeah, which makes sense. But number two and three, Scorpio and Sagittarius. My birthday's next week.
Wait, so you two aren't the same thing?
No. Matt was born in October. I'm born in the middle of December.
I think what Jimmy may or may not be alluding to, I think, is that I'm now engaged to a Sagittarius.
Well, I am a Sagittarius. That's what I was
getting at. Not to you, I'm not engaged.
No, but I'm
Kaylin's
a
Sagittarius.
But you're a Scorpio engaged to a Sagittarius. Y'all supposed to be the two of the worst.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That this is where we're going to change history.
Yeah, I'm just a single Sagittarius here.
Sag.
Single Archer guy.
Right. Yeah. Boy, I was, I was almost a LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I've had bad luck with cancer. The sign, not the illness.
Well.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
That's a good opening.
Hold on. It was a good opening, wasn't it? Fat Boys in Aries.
Yeah, but I thought it changed.
You sound like a low-grade Dodge. Like a dog. What do you drive? Yeah. I got the new Aries.
I got a Ford.
I thought he was a Ford Taurus. I really did. I knew he was right around there somewhere.
Clinton's horse.
You know, he lost his Virgo twice in one day.
He did.
I don't know anymore. Ran out of signs.
Oh, man.
Fat boy. Okay, yeah. I was just checking everyone's signs.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you keep up with that stuff at all? Do you ever read, like, you into numerology, any of that stuff?
I mean, a little bit, but I don't read, like, a daily horoscope or any of that type of stuff ever. Never, ever.
Yeah.
Forever. I know a little bit about it just because it is interesting.
But you don't add any kind of credence to it? Not CCR, but authenticity or any belief?
Not to a daily newspaper horoscope type thing, no.
What about the ones that come in a little scroll you get at the Pizza Hut?
Now, those are different. If I had to pay a quarter to get it out of a machine, it's worth something to me.
What about fortune cookies?
Mm-hmm.
No, wasn't
man, this is a weird story here. This is something that honestly should concern a lot of people in the way they use the internet, especially in the generation of OnlyFans and whatnot. There's a girl named Alexis Sharkey. She's getting to be a pretty popular influencer on Instagram. She was found, her naked body was found on the side of the road in Texas, 3 miles from her home the other day. She was 26. She was, again, getting to be a popular influencer. And so far, nobody knows what happens. There were no signs of trauma or injury to her body, but her naked body was found on the side of the road 3 miles from her apartment. And she's married to an older guy. I don't know why they pointed that out in the story, but they did.
Why did you just point it out and look at me when you said
40,
that?
I was looking at you because I was talking to you.
He's
49.
Fat boy's an older guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's.
Are you alluding to the fact that if you throw yourself into that world of my time and my pictures and all of these things can be purchased, then you're inviting the ultimate fanboy stalker, fangirl even?
I'll point out to you the documentary Don't Blank with Cats and how those people were able to track down locations. I'll point out to you the monolith in Utah in the desert and how people were able to figure out where it was geographically with no information except that it was in Utah, kind of in this general area. If you're posting stuff online and people are creepy and people are weird and they really want to figure out where you are, they can. You don't have to geotag it. You don't have to share your location, but people can see stuff in the background and they can use that and they can and will track you down.
Yeah, that one guy with the monolith, man, he was there filming it. Almost instantly.
Yeah. Yeah. It took him no time to figure out where that thing was.
You know, it's like China. They make it where Google Maps won't work on their country.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of think, well, you're kind of a dickhead. I want to look at the Great Wall from above. But
Russia's the same way, man.
Are they just smart, though?
Like, there's big swaths of Russia. You can't even find pictures of cities on the internet. Like the whole city. Some of these little Arctic sort of Russian places, Siberian towns and stuff. You can't even see a picture of it. I'm like, damn, I just want to see what it looks like.
I will share with you something a celebrity told me. I'm talking about a real celebrity, not a local one.
Okay.
They said they never do social media from their house. They only will do social media when they're not away from their home. They they will only do it away from their home.
Okay.
Because even if you don't put your location on there, this person, I have not looked it up, but this person told me that they could still be found your location. Almost like your phone figures out home and work without you telling it where you live and where you work. You understand what I'm saying?
Is this a person who knows his way around a chainsaw or a person who knows his way around an impractical joke?
Yeah, like everybody's thought of it.
I know more than two famous people.
I saw somebody post.
It was one of them, right?
It was, wasn't it?
It was one of them.
I saw somebody post something where they blocked out the address. And then I said, well, I wonder if you could zoom in and see it. But everybody else had already pointed it out. Look, you can still read the address.
Yeah. It's like we knew somebody for like 4 or 5 years ago that got tickets to something. They posted it on Facebook, and it had the QR code. And when they got to the event, someone was already inside with their ticket because they used their phone.
Don't you quit telling them that trick, because people still do it.
They'd post their tickets. Well, when there were events, they posted their tickets all the time.
Yeah. I'm not telling you.
Like, you go on Craigslist and stuff, for sale. Really? I just took them.
I had the barcode, dummy.
Oh, you only posted one barcode. Luckily, I'm by myself.
Who's this guy sitting with me?
And three of your four people are going to have a good time, but one of you is screwed now because I'm going to be beside y'all. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Remember the time we went to a concert and we bought three tickets so we'd have leg room, Jimmy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of these, man, if you know the venue, you know you might need
Old Charlotte Coliseum. Like, by God, we needed three.
Yeah, if we ever go to a game at Neyland Stadium, we're going to need two seats apiece.
Yeah. We were on the hug cam the whole time, didn't even know it. Wasn't trying to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's word of warning to all you influencers. People who consider yourselves influencers.
I don't understand I could do a whole hour on foot fetishes. I don't get it. I like a nice foot on a woman.
Yeah.
I don't like hammer toes or look like she's on like Gene Simmons boots, you know, with the teeth on there with her hammer toes and stuff. But
we had a contest, hot foot, sexy foot, whatever it was.
Yeah. But now it's getting to the point where, like, you mentioned OnlyFans. Like, I sent that screenshot to you
feet
the
picks.
Other day. Socks. Yeah. And the longer that she wore the socks, the more the value went up.
Want some funk on that sock.
And she would describe, by day five, this is what they will smell like. It's like putrid. I remember people paying me to get rid of my socks.
He was talking about the new home store across the road. OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. They sell a lot of fans. Really.
Socks, that's gross, man.
What? What's wrong with socks?
Like, there were women on Instagram that will sell their pantyhose, even with the runs in them.
That was nasty.
He meant like the separation of the nylon, not if they had diarrhea in the stockings.
There should be a different word for that.
God bless.
I'm nine.
Yeah, you are.
Those are your Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique.
I'd pay more.
Yeah, you would. All right, we'll be back. Good morning, everybody.
Your phone is a radio.
Listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet
rocks. In Hallmark's next Countdown to Christmas event, a city girl and a country boy both bond over the Rise Guys.
Your beard is almost as good as Matt Man's.
You're a total nine.
As they spread Christmas cheer and drink P1 Pilsner beer.
Want to hear my After Hours podcast?
And even though some inevitable misunderstanding will happen, they come back together in the end, like all Hallmark movies, because that's what sells.
I'm sorry that I made fun of Poe Mill.
It's okay. All that matters is that us P1s are together on Christmas.
It's home for the galley days, only on Hallmark Channel and the planet.
This one Mabry would watch right there. They started playing them on November 1st.
You know something I'm proud of? I don't even know if I have the Hallmark Channel.
I know you don't have the tennis channel anymore.
No, I got an email about that. Good way with my tennis channel. Didn't give me any money back on the monthly rate, though.
What happened? Why'd they take tennis away?
I don't know.
It's offensive to some.
I mean, they didn't do the thing that everybody else does, like, hey, negotiate with these people you watch TV through. Do our jobs for us.
Oh, they don't do like the local news would say, you're in danger of losing your local news unless you change to this provider.
Could you please negotiate for us on top of paying your bill?
Please call and beg for us. Like, no, y'all do it. Figure it out.
You charge enough.
I just want to watch programs.
I think right now you can find anything you want to for free. between YouTube and all I'm not talking about illegal torrents or downloads or any of that stuff, but like, you can find. Good and damn well that I don't know how to do any of that stuff. I'm talking about just. There's a certain weekly show that I watch, and I'm not going to even allude to it because somebody will go on there and copyright mark it because I said it just to be a dickhead to me. But if I can wait till the next day to watch it, and I do, somebody in Australia tapes it commercial-free for me and uploads it and calls it something a little different.
Yeah.
And I know to look it up by that, and I'll watch it.
Does the guy still do it where he's playing the game? Is that smart?
That was the I think that was a UFC pay per view or something. A guy acted like it was him live or twitching a video game play, and it was the actual fight, and everybody was watching it.
Yeah,
why would you do that for so many people? For what?
You know, it's a good Samaritan, Samaritan.
But it's not just to Samaritan. Be a good Samaritan; it's you're trying to get over with people you don't even know. It's a weird psychological thing.
Yeah, because you can't monetize it. It's just you're just trying to goodwill ambassador.
Yeah, you're trying to. I mean, it's kind of like a kiss in the ass of a million strangers kind of thing.
Hands raised if you ordered the Mike Tyson Roy Jones Jr. exhibition bout. Looking around the room, I see no hands.
Oh man, I wanted to. I really did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I had no desire. What I know about boxing ended with the Tyson era. I mean, I think much like that whole industry, it just kind of fell apart with all the pomp and circumstance of the crap talking of Mike Tyson and all the stuff he was doing outside the ring.
The fact there's 28 different belts in every weight class, it all hurts.
IBF, WBF, yeah. LLCS.
I mean, it seems like maybe like 04, 05 is when it really went downhill. Because it was competitive, you know, when the Klitschko's were there and you had Chris Bird.
I mean, it still is if you're in there getting punched in the face.
I can't even tell you who fights now. But this, I mean, it was like kind of, you know, reliving the old days. Let me check it out.
It's exactly what I was telling Jimmy. I think this, I don't know the numbers, but I imagine that a lot of those sales, a lot of those buy rates came from dads who said, hey, son, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do like me and my friends used to do in the 90s. We're going to order pizza. We're gonna hide some alcohol from your mom.
Mm-hmm.
No, and we're gonna watch this. I can't tell you how many times me and my friends were friends with a guy whose parents were very wealthy, and they ordered every boxing and wrestling pay per view. He had a bonus room up top. They would order tons of pizza, and we were friends with him for that reason.
Yeah, well, that's his parents sad. Knew that he wouldn't have any friends without y'all.
They bought it. They bought us.
Yeah, yeah. Man, it was a big deal, according to my social medias, for people, dudes in their 40s and 50s, as you knew it would be.
But how many of them actually bought it, I wonder? Like, does anybody know the numbers without looking them up?
Well, I got a
I don't know. I look and see if there's any information available yet.
I got a few numbers. The buy rate's not really there yet. This is according to Dave Meltzer. Hey, depending on who you talk to, some people think he's full of it.
Does he star the boxing matches as well or just wrestling?
Oh, God, he should be in one, right? He said 12 million Google searches just on the entire card altogether.
See, but that right there tells me that's people wanting to find out what happened. Because when I opened up Google on Sunday morning, I just put in Mike Tyson, and it automatically brought up the outcome without even putting in anything. Same thing will happen sometimes on Saturday. You put in Clemson, it'll pop up with live gameplay instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
You want some? I got some salaries if you want that too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
So
payouts.
They're saying that Tyson and Jones guaranteed at least $1 million guaranteed.
Each.
Tyson can make up to $10 million. Roy can make up to $3 million. But
that would piss me off, but I get it.
I mean, it might piss the other people off on the card. Like, you know, Jake Paul and Nate Robinson only made $600 a piece.
Wow.
And then Jake Paul's had these fights before.
That's the YouTuber.
Yeah. And my son wanted that one when he fought on YouTube. They're popular with subs. They made a lot of money off that.
Did Dustin Diamond perform? Did he fight?
Not on that one, but now, he made a lot more than $600.
How many total fights?
I got that too.
Because it was $50. I said earlier it was $100. That's what it was back in the 90s, I think. I never looked at the bill of my friend's parents.
It was four. Four total fights.
Okay.
Most of these people, we don't know who they are, like the first two. Jake Paul beat Nate Robinson, and that was the semi-main. And, of course, you know.
Nate Robinson, the basketball player?
Yeah, Kryptonite.
Christ.
Now, there's a height difference, you know, of a good amount between those two.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Nate got knocked out.
I think a lot of dudes off the street would have a better chance than Nate Robinson for some reason. And just some random out of shape dude off the street could do better than Nate did. Because he ain't in there against a killer.
What about Glenn Robinson, big dog? He's still alive?
Yeah. Thank junior's God. In the league. They're saying for as far as this goes, exhibitions, that, you know, Paul's pretty decent.
No, he really is better than he should be.
Yeah.
When what I've seen of him fighting.
When they call it exhibition, we probably said it on the air. I thought that it's going to end in a draw. It's an exhibition, and it's almost like professional wrestling. You're going to get hurt, but we know what's going to happen at the end.
Yeah, I guess what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the undercard was worked. The main event was worked.
Nate Robinson didn't take a buyout or a payout, rather, to get knocked out.
If he did, he would have been mad about it backstage. He's like, dude, I'm going to fall down. You ain't got to hit me so hard.
For $600.
But, yeah, it's just the main event, obviously, a work. There's anything wrong with that. I like pro wrestling. It's just weird to me that a lot of people who don't like pro wrestling, because it's fake, were all about that fight, which was pro wrestling with boxing gloves on.
You know, a couple of the big things trending on Twitter was, first was, this is awful, Roy Jones Jr.'s boobs, because he wasn't as good a shape as Tyson. The other one was Snoop Dogg. They had like four or five people commenting on the fight.
People love Snoop.
And the headlines were Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. goes to a draw, and Snoop Dogg smokes weed live. And I'm like, I'm surprised if he wasn't smoking weed live. That would be the headlines. Snoop Dogg performs sober.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
You want to hear a piece from Snoop when Nate Robinson got knocked out?
Is it radio friendly?
Oh, yeah, it's him with Mara Rolana.
Rolana.
Marlana. Oh, from Jake. Caught him.
My God. Down. Lord have mercy. Robinson. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Snoop, talk about dropping it like Lord. It's hot.
Take my hand.
Holy God, up.
Lead me let me stand.
Wow, nothing funny about what's happening with Nate Robinson, but Snoop Dogg is singing the hymns.
He was singing.
First off, I didn't know.
It was kind of funny.
It was funny. Mara? I know the guy. He's from formerly?
Yeah, he used to work for WWE for a while, a couple of years. And before that, he did a lot of MMA fights and boxing and fight combat sports.
So did you hear him? He's like, Snoop Dogg over here dropping it like it's hot. Do you think he has a list of all Snoop's songs and he's trying to work? He just knocked the gin and juice out of him.
He always makes a lot of rap song references when he calls wrestling or boxing or fighting or anything.
His mind's not on his money. It's actually on the mat.
Yeah.
He just knocked his brains in.
Man, it's one of his calling cards, Mauro, is just being like this really nerdy guy making references to hip-hop songs.
God, it made so much money.
He just got laid back.
Some people thought Tyson looked a little now. Look, he can hit hard still. You know, he can go pretty hard.
Yeah. One thing about it is those guys are pro fighters, so they make it look great because they have so much experience as professional fighters. They make it look good.
Yeah, well, some people thought Tyson was still a little bit off. So,
well, how many years has it been? Let's get Frank Thomas up there with his huge arm still.
He can still hit.
But not the same way.
Well, I never believed he had low T. That's a work, too. But somebody asked Tyson, you know, if he was a little impaired before the fight.
Have you already had a joint?
Yeah, absolutely. Coming down. Yeah. Listen, I can't stop smoking. I smoke during fights. I just have to smoke. I'm sorry. I'm a smoker.
Did you have any marijuana leading up to the training of this fight?
I smoke every day. I never stop smoking.
Did you have one right before the fight?
Absolutely, yes.
Is that, that's not an edit job?
No.
Wow. You got to think with the breathing that would dampen that he would just go edibles or oils or
he's got his own farm, right? Like he grows it.
It's some kind of business. He's invested heavily in something.
They might go again. You know, I don't know when, but they're talking about it.
Yeah, they could make not the same amount of money, but close to the same amount of money for a second fight.
What about Herschel Walker? What's his status? I know he's MMA, it's not boxing.
He hasn't fought in like a decade or more. He's getting up there, too. How old is Herschel now?
Evander? Evander? Is he?
In their prime, these two were the best ever. I mean, if they could have fought each other then.
Tyson would have cool to him, man. I mean, the power of Tyson, the bigger man. Jones wouldn't have. Jones was such a great technical fighter, but Tyson would have probably bulldogged him back in their primes.
Tyson was so psycho back then.
Yeah, Jones would have hit him a bunch, but it wouldn't have hurt him because Jones didn't hit hard.
You gonna hit me?
P1 Default.
Herschel's 58 years old now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
P1 Default says, did you guys even notice how big the gloves were?
Yeah, that was a part of the gimmick.
It's part of an exhibition fight. Nobody's going to get hurt with. They look like they had them inflatable gloves on that kids play with.
Friggin'.
It's like the gloves we gloves had on. Boxing out in front of the bars back in the day.
Yeah, it was Foxy boxing gloves they had on.
Foxy boxing gloves.
Oh, man.
It was Foxy boxing.
Yeah.
Minus the Foxy.
Now we fight Butterbean next.
Man, last time I saw Butterbean, he was walking with a cane, I believe.
Oh, he's got a weapon now.
On that the Dark Side of the Ring or something, the one about Brawl for All, he was on there. Man, he didn't look good.
Oh, no.
Was it a Singapore cane?
No, a walking stick one.
Mm. Yeah, let's get the next one. Let's go in on it.
Go in on the next. Shut
Hang
up.
Hang on, watch it.
You're so
full of it.
You won't go anywhere. You won't go in on nothing.
We can zoom it.
Yeah, that's fine. Virtually hang out.
Yeah, that's fine. Never. I'd rather just sit at home on Saturday night and watch something else like I did last Saturday night.
Right.
Yep.
I'm just trying to think if there's any other great fights left other than Sting Undertaker. I mean, is there anything left? Anything left?
I don't know with boxing.
Mean the legitimately great fight or just two big names in the ring?
Two guys that never fought or took on each other that never, they never met up.
At this point, they're probably about all dead.
Because with the this was planned pre-pandemic, the Tyson Jones Jr. fight, right? This isn't a thing where they need money and they're having to sell themselves.
They were talking about it real early this year before the pandemic was the pandemic.
Because I think with the pandemic next year, or maybe not even quarterly, they do these things that celebrities who need money, they can't go do their conventions and stuff, and now they're just going to have to box.
Well, I think they kind of took the blueprint from
wrestling?
What Jake and Logan Paul have been doing, which was definitely wrestling involved, but because they've been putting on these internet pay-per-view fights and making bank off of them where it's just YouTube guys fighting other YouTube guys.
Yeah, man, $10 a fight, and they sell millions.
Yeah, they do. Every kid in the world wants to watch the Paul brothers fight people.
Where's Chris Paul?
And they do a great job of picking dudes who are way smaller than them, don't they?
Yeah,
they Paul brothers, they pick both little tiny dudes every time.
Such a big payout.
Big payouts. All right, we'll take us a break. We come back. We'll get to some of your phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Jose Canseco will come back in. He's ready to box again, I bet.
You get Danny Bonaducci back on Celebrity Boxing.
That's right.
He'd go again.
No, he's not even D-list anymore. He's dropped down. I think he's H.
He might be.
He's down to H now. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. Oh, man. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
I thought you were about to do
I was keeping you on your toes. And then I realized you'd break all five of them. That's why we don't do ballet in this room.
Mm.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:52. Like we were telling you, first thing this morning, we are in the midst of the holiday meltdown.
It started yesterday, Matt, man. That means it goes on every day from noon until 10 p.m.
Yeah, that's right.
Weekdays.
This is, how many years have we been doing that now? Oh, a bunch. Oh, 11 right here, it says.
Yeah.
We always do this at the end of the year, toward the end of the year, rather, and offer a great prize. And this year, this is one where, again, Fat Boy cares about four bands in the history of recording music. Four bands, and one of them, Seether.
Yeah.
And we have to keep Fat Boy out of the prize closet because there's an autographed Seether guitar we're giving away.
Yep.
Good luck.
Yep, you get this autographed Seether guitar, autographed Seether guitar.
Okay, we talk about my tithe and you start talking like that.
You get access into the TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas Eve and Other Stories live stream event on December 18th.
That's the week before Christmas, Jim.
You're going to get TSO 2020 ornament, T-shirt, lanyard, a mask.
Now, do you have to wear the mask if you're watching the virtual Zoom live stream event?
No, you save it when you go to the store.
I see. Yeah, it's the Planet's Holiday Meltdown.
600 songs.
600. You got to keep track of 593, 493, 393, 293, 193, 93, and then you guessed it, Number one. Keep up with the first one.
Yep. And the next Monday morning, the P1 that gives us, the Rise Guys, those songs, when we ask for them, you're going to win that grand prize.
You're going to win all that. And then I will connect you with Fat Boy, who may or may not offer you cash money for that guitar.
Probably not.
Probably not. An IOU. Yeah. He's like Wimpy from the Popeye cartoons.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a cheeseburger today.
That's him. That's him.
I'd give you a $3 bill.
Yeah. So, man, that officially makes it Christmas for me. I haven't put up anything yet in the house.
Yeah, me neither,
man. We talked about it.
I need to get my Charlie Brown tree out.
Bring back the panty tree or the bra tree.
Oh, no, I got two big dogs.
Dogs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'd go hide them and all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, look, Nine's growing panty trees. They're burying them in the yard.
There's my panties, Nine.
You know how dogs are with eating panties, man. Yeah, I think I'll just bring my Charlie. They love them. I think I'll just bring my Charlie Brown tree out. Leave it at that.
Do it at that. Leave it at that. But, yeah, this officially, anytime you start talking about Trans-Siberian Orchestra, I don't know if you've ever seen the regular Siberian Orchestra. They're not as good.
No, not as good.
They're not as good. The TSO has more flair, more dramatics, more lasers and stuff. It's really good. Matthew, I don't know if I went to a Christmas cantata or a rock and roll metal show. That's what Mary said.
Got too many lasers.
Yeah, she loved it. It's one of them where you can sit back and pop open a few brews or do what Jimmy does and just sit there and have a drooling time for Christmas.
Man, it's fun.
It's a good time. So
let's go do it now.
Keep up with all those. It's the ultimate meltdown. It's the countdown of the Upstate's top most requested 600 rock and roll songs. You know, a lot of people say that it's the ultimate quarantine stress reliever.
It is. Well, it might be.
Well, they should look into some sedatives and things.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Rise Guys. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Even more of us.
Get up! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This was worth waking up
for. 93.3.
The planet's rock!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.